You have your Bible this morning. Take it and turn to the 119th Psalm. It's 119th Psalm, verse number 78 of the 119th Psalm. The Bible says, "Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed." I want to preach this morning, if God will bear help, on this thought, the Lord's help. Amen? The Lord's help. Where can you get help from? You can get help from the Lord. Amen? Don't ever forget it. Young and old, even you young people, you can always get help from the Lord. The Lord loves you and the Lord wants to help you. The Lord wants to lift you up. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to encourage you. The Lord wants to give you of His goodness. Amen? Hey, you know, sometimes we talk about the wrath and the judgment of God, but I want to tell you, there's a great big good God that loves you and cares for you, and He's there to help you if you'll let Him. The psalmist here in the 119th Psalm, he's talking about the Lord's help. He wants the Lord's help. Amen? And I just want to give you out of these three verses just three quick things this morning, and we'll go to the house. But it'll help our heart if we'll just think about it. The psalmist wanted to be successful in the fight. Amen? He wanted. Don't every one of us want to be successful in the fight? I mean, hey, it's a fight to try to do right in this world. Can I get a witness? It's hard to try to walk right, talk right, live right in the world that we live in today. It's difficult because there's so many adversaries. And the greatest adversary that you and I have is us. Amen? The greatest adversary that we have is ourselves. And so the psalmist here, he wants to be successful. He wants to be successful in his fight. Praise God. Amen? So here you might say we have two men. One's ruled by his pride. Amen? Pride is a nasty thing. Pride can get you in trouble. Hello? Has your pride ever got you in trouble? Has it ever busted you? Has it ever caused you affliction? And so this one man, he's caught up in his pride. He's living by pride. He's been ruled by his pride. And we have this other man who's been ruled by God's precepts. Amen? Who do you think is going to come out ahead? The one that's ruled by his pride or the one that's ruled by God's precepts? Amen? So what is precepts today? That's a general rule or regulation that regulates our behavior and our thoughts. Amen? And we got a general rule, praise God, that regulates our behavior and thought. That's a precept. And when that precept comes from God, I guarantee you that will work best. It'll give the guidance and leadership that you and I need, praise God, to walk circumspectly with Him in this world no matter what happens. Amen? No matter how wicked people's getting around us, no matter how life is changing. Amen? He said we won't be conformed to the world, praise God, but we'll be conformed and transformed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes the difference. Amen? Praise God. So you have one that's inflated, praise God, an idea of his own importance. Amen? There's a lot of people out there that think they're so important. You know, they don't have time for their children, their families, their wives. They don't have time for church because they're so important. I'm glad I'm not that important. Amen? I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ is more important. Praise God. And then you got the other, praise God, informed of the ideal of God's importance. See, he's been informed that, praise God, is there, praise God, to help him and to motivate him and encourage him. And God is doing the things for him that he cannot do by himself. So he's looking to the Lord for help. And we all need the Lord's help, right? That's what makes a difference. But the one that's caught up in pride, praise God, hey, he might as well expect what does Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 say? He said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So that one that's caught up in his pride, that one's caught up in his unruliness, amen? Now, unruliness is when we turn our back on God and we rebel against God and we turn from the precepts that God has, that he's laid out. Amen? He said, that's what we grow upon, the precepts of God. The precepts, here a little, there a little, from the Word of God. And it molds us and makes us, praise God, into what will help us to overcome the obstacles that we face. And there's so many today. Amen? Many, many obstacles that we'll face. Amen? But he said, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Now, if you'll look through this, the 119th Psalm, many, many times they speak of those precepts. They didn't forget the precepts of God. We can't forget the precepts of God. Those rules that regulate our behavior and our thoughts. We ought to think on the things of God. Let's just pause here a minute and think about it. How much time during the day, during the week, do you spend thinking about godly things? Brother James, you say, oh me. Amen? Sometimes we don't think about Him like we should. We don't think about Him as often as we ought to. We don't let Him regulate us in our behavior and our thinking. Because we don't think about Him. Amen? We're all guilty of that, right? We get caught up in life and life goes so fast. Amen? But what's going to happen when life is over and we haven't spent enough time thinking about Him? We haven't focused on what is true and what is right. What'll get us, praise God, from this life, as Brother Billy talked about Sunday school, to that other life where we'll pass from life unto death, praise God. Or from death unto life. I said backwards. From death unto life, we'll die out here and we'll wake up over yonder, praise God, in the glory of our Savior. He said, pride will cause you to fall. Amen? Pride has two consequences. Amen? You remember in the book of Esther, a man named Haman? See, Israel, they're celebrating Purim now when that's what it was. It's when Haman rose up and he made a decree and got Artaxerxes to sign it and said, hey, we need to annihilate the Jew. Just need to kill them all. So, well, if that's what you think, then that's what it, and it was about pride. Just because Mordecai wouldn't bow to him when he come through. Because he claimed himself to be somebody. Amen? You know the consequences of Haman's life. He thought he was all of that. He got his wishes. And he built a giant gallows in his backyard. Amen? Now when everybody else is building swing sets for their children and enjoying life in the goodness of God, Haman was building a gallows in his backyard. Can you imagine a man so prideful, so arrogant, that he would build a gallows in his backyard? You know what that gallows was for? It was for Mordecai. He was personally going to take him and hang him off of that gallows. But because of his pride, praise God, guess what happened to Haman? He got hung on the gallows. He's on gallows in his yard with his family watching. Not only did that, but it come to find out that his sons was also hanged on the same. We better be careful what we do. We better be careful where pride brings us to, because praise God, he said, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So we need to be mindful, praise God, and we need to seek the Lord's help in everything that we do. Amen? Praise God. It makes a difference. Praise God. But you remember, there's another story there. Remember a man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar was a king. He was a powerful king. He had a lot of stuff. And Daniel come to him and he gave him interpretation of his dream and he said, there's not another God in the universe like the God of Daniel. Amen? Not another God like Daniel's God. God is the true God. And besides him, those no other, anybody that says, in paraphrases, anybody that says anything about the God of Daniel, everything they got will just become a dung heap. Amen? Place of refuge. Be gone. But it wasn't just a little while later that he was walking in the palace. King Nebuchadnezzar looked around at everything that he has and stuck his fingers in his belt and said, my, look what I have done. But we better be careful that we not get haughty and high-minded, thinking that anything that we have, anything we've done, that we've done it within ourselves. Everything that we do, everything that you have is because of Him. Amen. Without Him, praise God, it says it's through Jesus Christ, all things consist or held together. Belongs to Him. But old Nebuchadnezzar in haughtiness and high-mindedness, he said, look at all I've got. And you know the story. In a moment of time, praise God, his kingdom was taken from him. He was cast out and living out in the wilderness. Eating grass like an animal, the beast of the field. His hair growed long and his nails growed long. Amen. He stayed out there while everything else was going, praise God, because of pride and haughtiness. But praise God, you know what happened? They come to a place, the Lord brought redemption to him. Praise God, when he come to himself, he said, you know what? The reason I am what I am is by the grace of God. I wonder he didn't look up one day and said, the Lord help me. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't even still be alive out here in this like this. But because God Almighty's been with me, praise God, I'm still here. Amen. God brought redemption to Nebuchadnezzar. He took him. Hey, he didn't take his throne from him. He just displaced him from it for a little while. And when Nebuchadnezzar realized that all that he had, all that he was because of God, God reinstated him to the kingdom. Redemption, praise God, with the Lord's help. Amen. So the psalmist is saying, praise God, what I want to do, I want to just trust God. Everything about us, it's developed on our trusting God. You know, he's about the only thing that you can put your trust in. You put your trust in people, they'll let you down. Before the day's over, I'm saying. Amen. That people, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. Pray, sometimes they can't be. But God has never been where he can't be there. Amen. He's the same yesterday and tomorrow, and he's everywhere all the time. Amen. Praise God, you can't buy that for a nickel. Amen. Hey, because it's a free gift from God. He offers it to you. So Daniel, praise God, what he wanted to be successful in his fight. And he said, praise God, my fight is in the Lord. My success is coming from trusting the Lord. Persecution. Praise God, was everywhere. People were alienating himself from this dear brother. Amen. Verse number 29, he says this. He said, let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. He said, I need some fellowship. Amen. Hey, you can't get fellowship outside the Lord. You can have friends and things in this world, but God, it won't be the same as fellowship with God and God's people. Amen. I said, it won't be the same as fellowship with God and God's people. Praise the Lord. We need that. And so we can see this man is persecuted by those in power. We can see him as he's persecuted, not just once, not just right, but day after day he's been persecuted. Amen. He's been alienated. It's a point that he's just saying, listen, it's really not safe to associate with me. So if you get caught associating with me, they said you could get in trouble. Amen. You remember the story of Paul when he was in prison? Amen. Paul was even avoided by the Lord's people. Amen. He was in prison. He was cast in prison. And hardly anybody even come to see him. Because it could be harmful for your health to associate with Paul. The psalmist is the same situation. He said, you know what? I'm under persecution. Said it. It's not even safe for God, for God's people, for them to come in fellowship with me. Amen. He said, preacher, that just doesn't make any sense at all. Let me tell you something, friends. In countries around the world today, you can be beheaded, you can be killed, or worse, for associating with somebody that's been accused of loving the Lord Jesus Christ. For being saved by the marvelous grace of God, you can be killed. Amen. You can be harmful for your health, Brother Bobby, to associate with Christian people. Amen. I'm talking about the world we live in today. Hasn't much changed, has it? Amen. It seems like the world still got wicked people that still disallow God. But the Bible said that they was one with one Nicerus, that he sought out the Lord Jesus Christ. He sought out Paul, who was preaching Christ. He sought out the one, praise God, that would encourage him along the way. He did. Hey, he had to look out. He had to search out and find out where Paul was. He hunted and searched till he found Paul. And he wasn't afraid, praise God. He wasn't ashamed to go in before him, to go in to see him, to offer him fellowship. Amen. And then we see Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke was faithful friend and fellowship to Paul. Dr. Luke was there, praise God, beside him every step of the way. He was that loyal physician. He was that what Maius that would pin down some of the things that Paul was a telling, praise God, so he'd have them for posterity for the years and the ages to come, so we might have them in the volume of a book. Amen. Paul was blessed to have these people that would come alongside him, those that would encourage him, praise God. But there come a time in his life when there wasn't nobody there. Remember over in the 2 Timothy chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, about verse 16. Paul says this. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. He said, at my first answering. Now he's talking about his first trial, when he is brought on trial for being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, for preaching the gospel. That's why he was on trial. Amen. He said, my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray, God, that it may not be laid to their charge. Amen. He said, listen, when I was standing in jeopardy, when I had my trial, he said, there was nobody showed up. Not one soul showed up to stand with me. Amen. What do you do when you need some help? You need somebody, you need encouragement, but there's nobody there. What do? You trust the Lord. Look at what he says, verse 17. He said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Amen. The Lord didn't just stand by him. The Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me. When you think you're all by yourself, when you're all alone, listen, young people today, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you are never by yourself. You never have to be alone. Amen. The Lord will always be there with you. He said that by me, the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Amen. He said, there was nobody stood with me. He said, but the Lord was there, and the Lord strengthened me. And the Lord brought me out, praise God, under conviction. He brought me out, praise God, in the power of his might, out of the mouth of the lion, out of the mouth of Nero. Nero was the one that was going to kill him. Nero was going to persecute him. Nero was the one to have him beheaded. Amen. But praise God, he said, God, the Lord Jesus, praise his name. Said that when nobody else around, when nobody stood with, when everybody else had forgot about me, he said, the Lord didn't forget about me. Have you ever had a time in your life, praise God, it seemed like nobody cared, nobody was around, nobody wanted to hear from you? You know, you call people, say, to just kind of get a kind word, and it goes to voicemail. Hello? Amen. They screen your calls. They know that you're in trouble. They know that you're having a hard time. And they screen the call. Amen. Can't get up with nobody. Praise God, I'm glad that ain't the situation with the Lord. He said, when I went to trial, when there was nobody there, the Lord stood with me and the Lord strengthened me. He said, so I stood, he stood up boldly and he proclaimed the gospel. I said, what are you doing, Paul? He said, I'm preaching the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that all the world might hear. Amen. Wasn't nobody there with him, but he didn't give up. He didn't give in. He just kept preaching the gospel, praise God. Everybody had forsook him. Amen. But he never quit. Praise the Lord. Because there was one that stood by him. Praise God. The only one was that one that sticketh closer than a brother. He stood with him, praise God. He was there for him. Amen. The psalmist wanted security in fellowship. He wanted security. He wanted Lord's help. He wants security in fellowship. Our security is in our fellowship. Amen. We're to have good fellowship. It starts with fellowship in the Lord. And then we get fellowship with one another. It's not a trickle down type, praise God, but it's a pouring out type.
Amen.
We get fellowship with Him, and we long to be with Him. We want to hear from Him. We want to be with Him. Praise God. He begins to bless us, and it begins to pour out on us. I'm not talking about a sprinkling either. I'm talking about getting under the spout where the glory comes out, and just the overflowing flood of the magnificence of God. Amen. So that the psalmist, he wanted good success in his fight. He wanted, amen, to be secure in his fellowship. But see, also but most of all, he just wanted to stay sound in his faith. Amen? He wanted to stay sound in his faith. Verse 80, he said, "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed." Amen? That my heart be sound in thy statutes. All through the 119th Psalm, it talks about the statutes, his commandments, and his precepts. It's that voice of God speaking to him and our willingness to listen what God's telling us, what he's saying to us. That's what makes the difference. You can go to church, praise God, till you're too old to go no more and not ever, and listen, but never hear what God's saying and go home just like you came. But when you listen to what God says and you hear what God's saying, His commandments, His statutes, and His precepts, and they begin to come into your heart and not just into your head. Sometimes it seems like so much of the stuff of God, it just blows your mind. I'll just be honest, sometimes I get to study and I get to running all over the place. And they get so much that it starts all just kind of going, running together. And I have to stop, back up, separate it out. Amen? It's hard to have a thought for Sunday morning, another thought for Sunday night, and be careful that you don't start overlapping and running them together. Hey, if you do, it's all right. It's all the Word of God. Amen? But you start preaching Sunday morning what you meant for Sunday night, praise God, and vice versa, and the next thing you know, you ain't got no material for the next meeting. Amen. You done told it all. Praise God. That's what can happen, praise God, but when that soundness in your faith comes from the soundness in the Word. In other words, God says it and God means it. God means what He says. Amen. Look at verse number 89 right in here a little further. He said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Amen. Is God's word sure? Is God's word true? Is God's word real? Praise God. Yeah, He said it's forever settled in heaven. In other words, it don't change. It's the same yesterday, forever. Praise God. It makes the difference now to make a difference then. Look at 119, verse 150, or 105. 105, He says this, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So He said, the Word is sound, the Word is true, the Word is positive, the Word is a light to light the way. Amen? And He said, I want to be sound, praise God, in my faith. He said, well, then you stay in the Word. Amen. He's sound in God's statutes. Amen. And we all need to be sound in the statutes and the judgments and the precepts of God. We have to know what the Bible says, and we have to believe what it says. Now, there's a difference between knowing what it says and believing what it says, doing what it says. Amen? It's a time to live it. Amen? A time to live what we believe, but a time to live out our faith. James said, "Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works." Now, is our faith an act of works? No, our faith is an act that works. Amen? Did you get that? Our faith is an act that works, praise God, because we believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and we put it to the test every day. Amen. We put it to the test, praise God. We put it out there. We say, "Lord, you know what? I'm just trusting in you. I'm just going to step out on faith. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with God. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to trust your Spirit to lead me in the way that I need to go." And God begins to do that for us. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad He does. Praise His name. The theologians can be correct. Your theology, amen. Your theology, what you believe. Theos, of course, that's God's logic. God, what God does, amen. You can know Him in your intellect. You can know all about the things of God, the Word of God. Praise God, and you can to the point that you know that you stand upon divine truth, the truth of God Almighty. But praise God, there's a difference between knowing it and living it. Amen. Praise God. The real purpose of Scripture is that we use it. Praise the Lord. We use it for God's glory. If we ain't careful, we'll miss it altogether, because we'll have, Paul said, we'll have a head knowledge, but not a heart knowledge. See, a heart knowledge is where we put it to the test. That's where the rubber, as the old fellow said, where the rubber meets the road. We have it, we hide it in our heart. David said that I won't sin against God. We live in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the psalmist is saying that he don't want to miss it. He don't want to only know about it. He said, but I want it to be in my heart. He said, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Amen. He said, I want my heart to be sound. I want my heart to be true to God and what God says. He said, that's what makes the difference. He said, I wanted to know that I have sound doctrine in my heart. Doctrine, that's biblical instruction. Now, I know people all the time say, well, preacher, you don't need to be preaching doctrine. Well, if you don't preach doctrine, you don't preach nothing. Because doctrine is, the meaning of doctrine is biblical instruction. Amen? So if you don't preach doctrine, then you're giving no biblical instruction. So what are you giving out? Ain't much. Ain't much. But he said, I want to be sound in my doctrine. He said, I want sound biblical instruction that I can apply to my life. Amen? What are you using that? What are you applying it to your lives? The psalmist said, he said, I've got persecution, I've got problems. He said, I'm a myth. He said, I want to stay in the fight. I want to be successful in fight. He said, I want to have good fellowship, praise God, with God Almighty and with my brother and sister in Christ. And I want those that are truly born again that have a like faith, that have a like faith to be in this with me. Praise God. The psalmist, he was anxious to keep, to get the Word of God in his heart. He wanted not some. He didn't want something that was off by itself. He didn't want something that he knew in his head. He said, "I want something that's going to touch me where I live." Amen. So whenever I don't have that fellowship, whenever people ain't around, I still got something. Amen. We got to be careful. If not, we'll get a little something at church, praise God. But we won't have nothing when we get down at the house. And then heaven forbid that we get down at the workplace. Amen. All of it just goes out the window. Hello? But he said, if you got it in your heart, hide it in your heart. Some said, hey, listen, we need the Lord's help. So that no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, praise God, that we can stay consistent in our faith, be successful in our faith. We can be successful, praise God, in what we do for the Lord in our fellowship. If we have a strong fellowship with Him, I'll just tell you, if we have a strong fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit, then we'll have a strong fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Guess what? We'll be able to get along. Hello? We'll be able to get along. If we have fellowship one with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have fellowship one with another. The psalmist was saying, I won't have fellowship. I won't be successful in my faith and fight. He said, I won't be successful in my fellowship. He said, I won't be successful in my faith. He said, I want to where the rubber meets the road. He said, God says it, and I want to believe it, and I want to live it out. Amen. Are you living out your faith this morning? Amen. Are you trying to come to church to get a little something? To read your Bible to get a little something that you can take out into the world and live it out? Act it out. Put it to the test. Amen. Hey, we're not actors, performers, praise God. We ought to be the real thing. Brother Alex, we ought to be taken out down to Lowe's store, praise God, and show people the love of Christ. Amen? Praise God. I appreciate Alex down there at Lowe's anyway. Praise the Lord. He is a blessing. Amen. That smiling face, trying to help everywhere he can. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate him so much. But that's the way we ought to be. They see Christ in us, the blessed hope of glory. Amen. That's what it's all about. When it's all said and done, when it's finished. What the psalmist wrote in three simple verses, praise God, it highlights all the full essence of God and receiving the Lord's help so that we can stay successful in the fight. Keep pressing on for the cause of Christ, praise God, so we can be secure in fellowship. Amen? So we can love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? Praise God. Love your neighbor. Amen. Be sound in the faith, knowing what you believe and believing what you know. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that you can take it and put it to the test. Amen. Take it out to the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Say, man, let me show you something that's so wonderful. It works. Amen. It gives you encouragement. It helps you to encourage others. Not only does it encourage you, but encourages others along the way. I wonder if we got the mindset of the psalmist said, you know what, I want to be found successful. I want to be found successful in my faith. I want to be found successful in my fellowship. I want to be found successful, praise God, in my faith toward God Almighty, toward Jesus Christ. And I want to put it to the test. What do you think would happen tomorrow morning if you prayed in sincerity and asked God, said, Lord, please help me to put it to the test. Put it to the test. These three verses I preached to you this morning, put it to the test. How different it would be next Sunday when you come to the house of the Lord. When they said, anybody got a word on your heart? You say, glory to God. I tell you, God moved in. And I begin to testify. I begin to just love Jesus and love my neighbor. Pray glory to God. God just began to bless me in such a wonderful way. I just got to tell you about it. Amen. Why ain't that happening all around us today? Because we're not putting it to the test. Amen. We're not putting it to the test. He said, hey, listen, I want the Lord's help, and said, I want to put it to the test. We have to put it to the test today if we want to see God do anything in our hearts and our lives. Amen. You got to step out in faith. You got to trust the Lord. You got to fight the good fight. Amen. It's battle. It's all uphill. Amen. This old body that we live in, this old flesh in the world, it's contentious. It don't want us to do well. It don't want us to succeed. But praise God, God does. And He's speaking to us today through the psalmist. He said, hey, you know what? It's okay. I know the persecution, the trials, the hardships are there. He said, but God Almighty will deliver us through all that. He said, if we'll just put our faith and trust in Him. Amen. We'll just believe in His precepts, those basic rules of behavior and thought. Amen? What do you think about when you're not thinking right thoughts? Amen? You're thinking about things you shouldn't. How are you behaving when you're behaving badly? You're behaving in a way that you shouldn't. But what does God say? Just listen to the Lord. Amen? It's simply just listening to the Lord when the Lord's speaking to you. Well, hey, there's not a person in here that doesn't know right from wrong. Even Harper knows right from wrong. Amen? Don't you, Harper? Amen. See that? Shake your little head. Yep. Amen. She knows. But we just have to put right to the test. Just like a little kid praying in faith, just put right to the test. That's all the psalmist is asking. He said, Lord, just help me to put what's right, those preachers, just put them to the test so that you get the glory.